Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
I kind of believe we're all being duped by this thing. I don't think it's...
You do.
I do.
Duped.
I think we as a society are such fish that we will fall for some crap.
I see that.
There are real helpful things out there that some people have discovered that are genuine life hacks. But I think this thing about your laundry...
Well, I have to agree.
Is a coup de grace by the pepper industry.
That Schilling, yes.
The whole McCormick's.
McCormick's.
Whoever it is. One of those companies.
Yeah.
People are actually putting black pepper in their washing machines because some blogger said if you put it in your machine, it will keep your colors from fading.
Well, I think they're basing that there's a thing in black pepper that supposedly can help prevent fabric.
Says there's an ingredient in black pepper. It acts as a natural exfoliant, gently scrubbing away soap residue, which is what makes your clothes appear to be faded. They're not actually faded. They just still got soap on them.
You know what? Most people that do laundry is they use too much soap and it doesn't rinse out and you don't do the extra rinse cycle. You're just walking around with soap-sodden clothes. And you go out in the rain, you start to bubble.
I don't need to do an extra rinse at a high efficiency, do I?
I do.
Oh, you don't? Do you really? So your clothes are done. It makes a little song. And you go back in and say, rinse it again.
I'll go in there and smell again. The clothes. And they're really kind of overpowered. So I don't use as much as they suggest for detergent. But they're so overpowering that I do the rinse cycle. And then they come out the way it's supposed to.
Huh.
I bet you walk out in the rain. I bet you start to bubble.
Shut your mouth. Yes. I do not bubble. You and I have been in the rain together before.
I bet you have too much.
I do not bubble.
I don't bubble.
This is one of those moments where you and I are actually going to get... Because it's like, no.
Yep.
Nope. Like, you can be all judgy about a lot of crap, but I'm not a bubbler.
I think most people are.
I'm going to find me a damn rainstorm. I'm just going to go jump in a pool and see if I
fall. Yeah, see if you bubble up.
In my clothes. Somebody find me a pool right now.
Okay.
Let's just go in the bathroom and I'll let you douse me.
Well,
they also say, because other people are saying, basically what we want right now, we want your life hacks, and please, not all laundry.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe no laundry.
Okay.
I mean, because we've got a couple here, but if you've got a life hack that's just like life-saving, like things to do to keep your wine cold, that's one we've gotten a bunch of times. We'll go through a bunch of them, but the other life hack as it comes to laundry, they say white vinegar is something you can put in with your laundry to keep your colors to last as well. But experts are saying it probably doesn't work.
Yeah, my mom used to suggest that like forever ago, and I was told, no, that's just dumb.
I think what it is, so we put white vinegar in our dishwasher every load because, look, if you're a Commerce City resident, I am too.
Okay.
Don't take this personally. Our water sucks.
Yeah, it turns everything white, doesn't
Even
it?
Even if you have a water softener, our water sucks. It sucks.
So you pour a capful, you just put
capful,
it?
No. I have like a 2-gallon, 5-gallon vinegar thing. It's just like, gush, gush, gush,
so
every
you
time.
You splash it in there. Yes. You don't have to, in a receptacle,
it
you
smells
splash
like
it in there.
Paul Newman. In my dishwasher.
It smells like Easter egg dye.
It does. It's like, I want to start coloring
Easter
stuff every time I start my dishwasher. But it actually...
And it does work.
It makes my dishes a little less spotted.
Wow.
But they say in the washing machine world, it helps a little bit if your water sucks.
Okay.
But for most people, they're putting it in there thinking it's like, it only helps you if alkaline in your water has already destroyed your clothes. The vinegar will help that with a little bit.
Wow.
Other than that, it's a wives' tale.
I live in Aurora. I don't have to deal with any of that crap. So
the best water I've ever had in my life is Longmont.
Longmont water
is like, we can get a little better, go to Lyons or Estes.
Oh, you follow the water.
Yeah, the
up
higher
the hill.
Up you are to the snow melt, it's sick.
You're right.
Water, oh God.
You said that you were up so high that you could literally drink it straight,
yes.
And it was just perfect.
Unbelievable. My parents' water in Longmont, I will lay underneath their sink and just drink. It is
Really?
It is. You know I'm a water snob.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Why aren't you selling? Why aren't you packaging lawnmower water? Why are we selling?
Slacker's mom's water. We'll work on the title. All right, so here's the thing. If you've got a life hack that's going to be good for us and you want to share it with the world, this is the time to tell us all. There's one on here that I never thought of. It's not, I mean, it's not a life hack per se, because like the life hacks that I always think of a life hack is like, use the old top of a bottle to save a chip container and you screw the thing on. It's like, bleh. Those are physical, like kitchen saving things. This is a life hack I never thought of. They say, like, when you were house shopping, you walk into the house and you were smart enough to do some of the life hacks when it comes to looking for a house.
Okay.
Go to the house like at night and just park in front of you. You look creepy, but listen to what the neighborhood sounds
Thank
are.
Thank you.
See if there's cars driving by and blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Right. Weekends. Are the kids playing street hockey all the time?
Because what happens is, as a person who's excited about buying the biggest thing ever, you walk in, you're like, look at the marble countertops. Look at the beautiful hardwood floors. And you're not thinking about any of the... What's the DIA flight pattern over
Boom!
Your house?
Boom! The there's environment. Like that. That's the first thing I think of.
But this is one that I never thought of.
Okay.
Check your phone.
My cell phone.
Yes.
Okay.
How's your service?
Oh.
I never. That's the last thing I think of.
That's the most basic thing you need.
My service doesn't work very good at my house. To be truthful, no service works good at my house.
Yeah.
Like none of them. I'm in a dead zone out there. Like AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint. They're all kind of dead zones out in my hood.
And not just tech. It's just dead zone.
It's just dead. It's just, I don't even know why it exists anymore. Let's wipe reunion. No.
Okay. It's called Dead Zone. It's a dead zone exit.
The
dead
new
exits.
Sign.
Yeah, dead zone
to
neighborhood.
The next three exits.
It's Dead Zone.
Make your calls now. Yep. I think that's smart. That's a fun life hack.
Yeah.
Here's somebody who's got a body odor life hack.
Okay.
If you forgot to put deodorant on, you don't want to smell like you've been in the gym, cut a fresh lemon or orange into two halves and just rub it on your skin. Does that mean on your skin? Do you rub it on your pits?
I was going to say that might, the lemon juice on my pit. I don't know if that's going to be comfortable, but... it's better than smelling like you, I guess. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's true. I'm a pit. No,
not like you.
It's good, Steve.
A sweaty person.
No, it's already out there.
I didn't mean you.
here's a life hack that I'd like to spring on you because I know you have one of these in your house.
Okay.
But you don't have it where you need it. Well, you don't need it here either. Never mind. This is a life hack for everybody else.
No, I want it.
Add a Lazy Susan, because I think you have a cabinet that's a Lazy Susan.
I got two.
To your fridge. Now, you don't have enough. You don't cook enough, but they say you instead of having five Tupperware containers kind of stacked, you got to move stuff. You have a Lazy Susan in there, and you're just like, zzz. You just rifle through and find your
smart
Lazy Susan in the fridge. You're welcome, everyone. All right, we can keep going, but we want yours. If you got a life hack that's worth sharing with the class, this is when you want to tell us. Ramona?
Yes.
Yes.
Slacker, there is stuff called Line Shine that they sell in the Cascade aisle at the grocery store.
Listen, it's not called Lime Shine. It's called Lemmy Shine. And I go through like 700 gallons of it. You're not getting how bad Commerce City water is.
I haven't even heard of this stuff.
It's like stuff you put in your dishwasher and it's supposed to. So I started with that. There's another one you put upside down in your dishwasher every once in a while to like clean it out.
That doesn't do anything.
It doesn't work.
It works a little. The combination, and I'm sure it's creating a full-on baking soda and vinegar-like volcanic reaction in my dishwasher. But I use Limeshine. I use vinegar. I use...
All at once.
Oh my God. I'm like, please stop. Because I'm washing like every... Everything I do comes out with like, remember those commercials where they hold the glass up and it's all spotted?
Yep.
That's my house.
That's your whole town.
It's like, yes, it's my town. But at least airplanes don't fly over my house like you do. Oh, wait, I live by DIA.
Yeah, you live by DIA.
Yeah, never mind. At least they're not fighter jets at my house. They sometimes are.
Oh, they go closer to your house now.
That's probably true. They do afterburners. But thank you for the tip. That was a good tip. Let Me Shine is a good, it works everywhere except reunion. Katie?
Yay.
Yay.
What's your life hack?
It's a way to separate eggs without having to touch them.
What?
You mean like get the yolk and the white separate?
Yeah.
Okay, how?
So instead of like cracking it and doing it between the eggshells or putting it through your fingers like a sieve,
yeah,
you just crack an egg into a bowl like normal, and then you take an empty plastic water bottle like an Aquafina or something like that, and you turn the water bottle upside down and compress it just a little bit, and then touch the head of the water bottle to the top of the egg yolk. And when you let go of the bottle, the suction will suck up the egg yolk.
I've heard people saying that, but I've never done it.
Ditto.
And then you just got an Aquafina bottle with a bunch of yolk in it?
Well, I mean, if you're making something where you have to separate it, like lemon meringue pie, you need the yolks for the lemon curd, and you need the whites for the meringue.
I got you.
You foodies, listen to you.
No, I think that's, I am going to just.
Are you seriously going to try?
I'm just going to separate. I'm not going to do anything with the eggs. I'm just going to waste a bunch of eggs tonight.
Oh, just have fun.
It's going to be me. Thank you for your hack. Roxanne.
Yai.
What's your life hack?
So my life hack, everywhere I'm seeing these teeth whitening devices or gels or any of that jazz.
Yeah.
I do baking powder baking soda.
Soda.
And coconut oil.
And coconut oil.
And you rub it on your teeth?
Yeah, you brush your teeth with it. You do it after you brush your teeth, and it almost instantly whitens your teeth.
Get out.
And it's
safe?
Permanent?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, better
it's
question, Steve. I was going with permanent, and you're more on the, like, I'm over here, hey, how long does it last? It's like, are you okay?
I mean, we're all drinking coffee constantly, or wine, or beer, what have you. So nothing's permanent, but it doesn't hurt your enamel, and it works great for a day or two.
Huh.
All right.
That's cool.
Baking. Thank you for the call. I feel like we're sending people out there with, I just told people to put Lemmy Shine and vinegar in their thing. And it's like,
exactly.
All right. Patty.
Yes.
Yes.
Yai. What's your life hack?
My life hack is pool noodles for dog toys and cat toys. When they go under the couch all the time, you cut up a pool tube or a noodle that will kind of match your decor.
Okay.
If you want to. And you just stick it right in the front of the couch and it blocks everything.
Oh, nothing will go underneath your couch anymore.
Oh.
Exactly.
I thought you were using the pool noodle as a toy.
Right.
It's a goalie for their toys to not go under.
It is. And my ex-roommate was elderly and it was constantly happening and he couldn't get under the couch to retrieve them.
Wow.
And so I went and got some pool noodles and...
It's a toy goalie. That is a brilliant hack.
You just take them off your kids.
Your kids just like, sink to the bottom of the pool. Sorry, the dog's more important. Thank you, Patty. Wow, Steve, way to find the dark side in that life hack. Deb.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
What's your life hack?
My life hack I'm using right now in my freezer. You know how freezers are above your fridge are mostly just a big empty space?
Yeah.
Right.
They make these little shelving units for plates that go in cupboards. I took those shelving units, threw them in the freezer. Now I can find stuff.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They make these little, they're like, I don't know, 4 inches high, these little shelves that if you go to like Bed Bath & Beyond where the plates
Smart.
Are.
Smart, yeah. So yeah. It's like for your... That is a great hack.
For your fridge.
Thank you for the call, Deb. I'm about to blow your mind.
What?
Because I just saw this the
other
day.
You've been doing this for years?
No. Like, go home to your freezer tonight and look at your shelves and tell me if they're completely smooth or they have ridges in them.
Oh, that's with gription for your stuff?
They are set up for, like, the thickness of, like...
Pizza or...
Boxes. Yes. Like, pizza boxes.
Yeah.
Like,
fish
TV
stick
dinner.
Boxes, yes.
Fish stick. They're, and it's like, somebody...
You're right.
Like, somebody put up a meme on Facebook that said... How old were you when you realized that these grooves were to hold up your frozen goods? And I was like, today old. I had never heard of it until the day I saw that meme. I'm like,
you're right.
There are grooves and you never even think about why there'd be grooves there.
Yeah, but they're spaced perfectly to hold certain.
But she's taking it to the next level. She's got it up on like plate separators.
That's actually badass.
That's genius. Veronica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yai.
Oh my God. Are you a Lemmy Shine person?
I love that stuff.
It doesn't do enough, Veronica.
Oh, man. Because you know what? I was raised in Palmer City, and I have the same problem with my dishes. But I swear, I think, you know, sometimes if it gets really bad, it takes a couple times with the Lemmy Shine to get it off. But I think if you use it every time, you don't get all that crud where, you know, it looks like you let milk dry.
I'm just telling you.
Glasses.
I should own stock in the dang company between vinegar and Lemmy Shine and that other one in the blue bottle that you clean your dishwasher with. You put it upside down. I can't remember what that one's called. But
I don't know, just some jet dry or something like that.
You guys should just move.
Thank you, Veronica. It's a better answer.
Well,
Kat.
Yay!
Yay! What's your hack?
So you put a spoon into the top of a champagne bottle. Like, the handle goes, you know, down into the neck, and then it's got that curved part above it.
Yeah.
And it keeps the bubbles.
It keeps it bubbly?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What
my parents have done it for 30-plus years.
So you just put it
in there and like somehow the metal or something. I know what this is about.
What is that?
Because if you have champagne and it takes you like few hours to drink the bottle, like by the time you get to the end, the effervescence is kind of gone.
Right.
Unfortunately for everybody, I don't have that problem. The bottle's open for about 18 seconds and I've got it all down.
Uh-huh.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.